Because it relies completely on an individual's own faith, images of the divine are as varied as the world's belief systems. There's the idea of a god of law and retribution, or a god of such otherworldly splendor as to be totally out of reach of our earthly existence. But some picture a different kind of god, one of warmth and friendship. It's a picture J.S. Bach expressed in his cantata number 139, and it's coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB. There's no question that faith was a constant in Bach's life. Not only did he write some of the most moving and creative works dedicated to an expression of religious belief, he also studied the Bible, making careful annotations in the margins to clarify the intersection of Lutheran theology and his own individual experience. In the Cantata 139, Wohl dem, der sich auf seinen Gott, a particular vision of the divine emerges, and you can find a translation of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music at our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's also where you can hear this and past programs again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Also on the program today is a violin concerto with one of today's most graceful and elegant players, Renaud Capuçon. And here's a short sample of his playing. With his brother, cellist Gauthier Capuçon, this is the aria and minuet from Bach's French Suite No. 2 here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. aria and minuet from Bach's French Suite No. 2, originally for harpsichord and performed here by violinist Renaud Capucin and his brother, cellist Gauthier Capucin. I'm Brian McCreath, and you're listening to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB. Sometimes the German text of Bach's cantatas don't lend themselves to particularly graceful titles in English. To me, the cantata 139 falls into that category. Its title, Wohl dem, der sich auf seinen Gott, is the beginning of an opening text that translates and continues as, fortunate is the person who upon his God can place a truly childlike reliance. Grammatically correct, and also a bit clumsy. And beyond that, the real key word that unlocks the meaning of the cantata 139 doesn't even come up until the end of the opening chorus, when the believer is assured that, no matter what, all will be well if he has won God as his friend. The idea of friendship with the divine runs through the whole piece, beginning with that opening chorus, one that creates a warm and inviting sonic blanket. Followed by an aria for the tenor soloist that begins with the words, God is my friend. What use is the raging which an enemy might raise against me? And just to make sure we get the point, two violins join along to depict friendship itself in sound. All this warmth and friendship changes when the bass soloist enters the scene to sing that life's difficulties are like being bound by heavy weights. Suddenly, though, the texture lightens up as his helping hand appears. The light of consolation appears to me from afar. Then I learn for the first time that God alone must be the best friend of humanity. And just as our own personal friendships can form a solid foundation for us, Bach ends the piece with a chorale, once again musically communicating the solidity of friendship with the divine for the believer. Here's a performance of Bach's cantata number 139 with soprano Yukari Nonoshita, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. Masaaki Suzuki conducts Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you. Thank you. ungekleckt auf allen Seiten, wo mich ein Zentner schweres Band, wo mich ein Zentner schweres Band. Das Unglück schlägt auf allen Seiten, das Unglück schlägt auf allen Seiten, wo mich ein Zentner schweres, ein Zentner schweres Band, wo mich ein Zentner schweres Band. Doch plötzlich erscheinet die helfende Hand, doch plötzlich erscheinet die helfende Hand. Großes Licht von Weiten, da lern ich, da lern ich, da lern ich erst, dass Gott allein der Menschen beste Freund muss sein. Des Trostes Licht von Weitem, da lern ich, da lern ich erst, dass Gott allein der Menschen beste Freund muss sein.
Versinnen Schuld, so
The cantata number 139 by Bach, Wohldem, der sich auf seinen Gott, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. The vocal soloists included soprano Yukari Nonoshita, countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Makoto Sakurada, and bass Peter Coy. When violinist Reno Capuçon decided to record some of Bach's music, rather than devote an entire project to Bach alone, he set it next to one of today's most visionary musical voices, the Latvian composer Pēteris Vasks. Capuçon writes that, while of completely different worlds, each composer's music has purity of line, apparent simplicity, and celestial harmony. This is music which brings calm, which revitalizes, which gives hope. And the most striking thing of all is the humility of these two composers in the service of beauty. Here is Reno Capuçon with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe in Bach's Violin Concerto in A Minor, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. Violinist Renaud Capuçon and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe in Bach's Violin Concerto in A minor. When the story of music over the last 100 years is told, the name Arnold Schoenberg inevitably plays a pivotal role, moving the language of music in new and unexpected directions that have resonated ever since the early 20th century. But Schoenberg also revered the past, including music by Bach. In 1928, he created this vision of Bach's Prelude and Fugue in E-flat, known as the Saint Anne, performed here by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor Seiji Ozawa.
Thank you.
extroverted, big-boned interpretation of Bach's music from Arnold Schoenberg, who orchestrated the Prelude and Fugue in E-flat, the St. Anne. Seiji Ozawa conducted the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.